From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Speer. U.S. government pay czar Kenneth Feinberg today announced the second set of compensation restrictions for companies receiving extraordinary amounts of government bailout money. More from NPR's John Itzty.
In October, Feinberg cracked down on pay packages for the top 25 executives at these firms. This ruling affects the pay of the next 75 highest earners. Among the restrictions, a $500,000 limit on cash compensation and, says Feinberg, a requirement that at least half of all bonuses be paid in long-term stock rather than cash.
So that the individual's compensation is tied to the overall performance of the company.
Chrysler and its financing arm are excluded from the deal because all of their second-tier executives will make less than $500,000 in 2009. Second-level officials at Bank of America will escape the rules because it paid the government back on Wednesday. John Itzty, NPR News, Washington.
House lawmakers have approved a sweeping measure aimed at overhauling the nation's financial system. The measure, approved by a 223-202 vote, would also reconfigure some of the agencies whose job it is to oversee Wall Street. A 1,200-page bill would create an interagency council to police risk in the economy and crack down on hedge funds and credit rating agencies. It would also establish a consumer watchdog agency to police lenders. The bill still must clear the Senate. At the Copenhagen climate talk, small island states worrying about rising sea levels say the global warming deal under discussion is not nearly ambitious enough. More from NPR's Richard Harris.
An alliance of small island states has put forward a proposal in Copenhagen that calls for a rapid and dramatic reduction in greenhouse gas emissions over the next 10 years. Ambassador Antonio Lima of Cape Verde says the industrialized world's goal of limiting global warming by 2 degrees Celsius is a political target and doesn't take into account how much the world could change under that scenario.
We are not negotiating economics. We are not negotiating business. We are negotiating our survival.
There's some chance that even if global warming is limited by the 2-degree goal, ice sheets will melt and low-lying nations will simply disappear under the sea. The talks continue next week. Richard Harris, NPR News.
Golfer Tiger Woods has announced he is taking an indefinite leave from professional golf in an effort to work on saving his family. In a statement on his website, Woods says he's aware of the disappointment my infidelity has caused to his wife and children. Woods did not disclose how long of a break he will take from the PGA Tour. He asked for privacy, saying his family needs a safe haven to try and heal. A number of women have come forward claiming to have had affairs with Woods. On Wall Street today, the Dow Jones Industrial Average closed up 65 points to end the week at 10,471. The NASDAQ fell a fraction. The S&P 500 rose 4 points. This is NPR. Democratic lawmakers on Capitol Hill are saying they hope to be able to pass a defense spending bill that also contains measures aimed at helping the lagging economy, though they acknowledge they may need the help of their Republican colleagues to do it. Assistant Senate Majority Leader Dick Durbin said today some GOP backing will be required to pass the measure next week due to the fact some anti-war Democrats have come out in opposition to the bill. The $630 billion defense spending bill funds the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan and will also likely contain language extending jobless benefits and health insurance subsidies. 5 men from the Washington area remain in custody in Pakistan after they left the U.S. and allegedly attempted to reach a terrorist training camp. As NPR's Kadi Riddle reports, members of their community say they saw no signs anything was wrong.
Mustafa Mariam is the director of the youth group at the Ikhna Mosque, where the boys worshipped. He and other religious leaders spoke at a press conference on Friday.
During my time knowing these young men, I never observed any extreme behavior from them. I never became suspicious that they were planning to do harm to anyone else. I have always known these kids as fun-loving, career-focused children that had a bright future for themselves.
Mariam says once they realized the boys were missing, their parents spent a few days frantically making phone calls, trying to figure out where their children could be. After they found a video that one of the boys had left behind, they realized they had to go to the authorities. Kadia Riddle, NPR News, Washington.
Being billed as a possible option for women who are in the extended stage of breast cancer, doctors say a new study shows a combination of two drugs that more precisely targets tumors significantly extended the lives of women who'd stopped responding to other treatments. I'm Jack Speer, NPR News in Washington.